Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman, Shri Swami Jyoti Mahananji in Miami, Florida. And Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the Upanishads. Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, class number 48. And now, Pujya Atman, Shri Swami Jyoti Mahananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamutachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in chapter 4. At one occasion, Yajnavalkya imparted spiritual teaching King Janaka, and here a highlight of his teaching. Sa esha neti neti atma agrahyo nahi grihyate ashiryo nahi shiryate asango nahi sajyate asito na vyatate, and so forth. This atma is neti neti, not this, not this. The best of description of atma they came up is not this, not this. Any definition of atma is limited. Neti neti keeps it more in precision. Understand by atma is your real self. As body, you are not total. Body is only a part of you, is your cloth. As your senses, you are senselessly wandering everywhere. As a mind, you have countless distractions. And as ego, countless aberrations. All this, you consider yourself, but you are really not. You are not the body, you could stay without it. When you do that, when you go to sleep, body doesn't go with you. When you are dreaming, your body is on the bed, but you are eating ice cream in your dream. So, body is not you. You stay out of your senses. You stay out of your mind, intellect and ego. And that's when you go to deep sleep. If you could stay out even for a few moments, that means all this is not you. Even though you are with them day by day. So the description is neti neti. Not this, not this. Every layer of your personality to which you are identified. Identified with physical body, you are not physical body. And physical body is woven by the subtle threads of prana, vital forces. But you are not that. Behind the vital forces, there is a role of mind. Mind that manipulates the energy and the senses. And you are even beyond mind and senses, or termed as manomaya kosha. You are beyond. You are thinking, reflecting, rationalizing personality. All that you do, at that time you are not involved with the other realities of body, mind, senses. But then, even the intellect, which is at the highest within your existence, is set aside And when what we speak of intellect, the very ego that you love so much, you put it just like, or set it aside just like shoes are put out when you enter a temple. That means in deep sleep, you are not aware of your ego and you don't miss it. And while you are not aware of your ego, you are completely free of all the burden. You have the best of sleep when you are least aware of your ego. So therefore, Vedanta uses the instruction neti neti, not the body, not the mind, not the intellect, not the senses, not the ego. And in relation to countless attributes that Brahman is, whatever concept comes to your mind, that concept is not Brahman. You can say Brahman, but of course, but then Brahman is Ananda. Yes, your verbal Ananda, that's far from real Ananda. That Atma is indestructible, asanga, untouched. All your experiences go on. Atma remains untouched. Simple illustration. Atma is pure consciousness. Consciousness is like the light. It's a revealer of things. And for physical simile, sun. Sun is the source of all illumination on the earth. But at sun level, it is all light. But from the sun, there's an immense explosion of light, immense fluff of light emanates from the sun. I'm just trying to give you some colorful way to understand. In other words, from Earth planet, you see the sun shining in the clouds, creating rainbows, shimmering on the trees. Every dewdrop glistens, gleams, shining on the river. And the sun becomes reflected suns wherever there is water. If there are so many jars of water, there are so many suns. Souls, individual souls, are like reflected suns. The reality of a reflected sun, no matter how the reflected sun may be totally different in distinct circumstances, and yet it is nothing but the sun. Even in a gleam of water, the sun is shining. Look into that shining source, and where does your intellect lead you to? The sun. You're starting from a little dewdrop, but its reality behind it, what it makes it illumined, is the sun. In the same way, everything that you do, everything that you touch, everything that you experience, the experiencer is the absolute self, like the sun. Another point has to be understood, that the sun is the reality, but all these illuminations, they are in the realm of Maya, because they come and go, they are transient. If mind is not enlightened, then you are constantly involved with these illusions. And your mind is constantly excited about what type of sunrise will be tomorrow, what will be the sunset, what will be the beauty of rainbows, how will the sun shimmer on cascading waters. I can go on building up lots of imagination. But all this is mere distraction. All this is nothing but the sun. Same apply in a totally different way. Who am I? that I am within you is like the sun, pure consciousness. That pure consciousness through your mind, intellect and ego creates like the daily realities, as if the sun is shining through the clouds, creating rainbow, creating different circumstances. Your consciousness creates day by day. One day becomes more joyous, another day may not be so. Another day may be full of misery and a load of troubles. Another day may be flying. All these go on. But the reality within you, the deepest level, the sun, that remains intact. Self-realization is to have that experience through a process of self-effacement and intuitional realization. But in the meantime, try to assimilate the teachings with not this, not this. Sit down and look into your mind. So many things present themselves to your mind. Create a spot where you are just observer. Sit comfortably on the chair and say to everything that comes, not this, not this. And if you happen to go to deep sleep, good, good for you. But this becomes, this the goal. In order to reach that goal, you need to create changes in your life. You need to have special embellishment in your personality. If you were to develop divine qualities, if you were to practice integral yoga in daily life, if you were to balance yourself, develop kindness, compassion, humility, then what happens? You begin to see everything in your life is shining beyond your expectations. But this time the shine that you see inspires you to go after the source. That's the big secret of spirituality. Live your life joyously with health, prosperity. But that type of prosperity that points its finger to God, to the source. If you have come to that stage, you are enlightened. And in that state, you would adverse situations are not viewed by you as real or adverse. The more enriched you are in a spiritual way, greater is your detachment from the body, mind, intellect. At that point, detach and attach. The more detached you are from these passing phenomena, the more attached you are to God, the Absolute. Being asanga, you do not become attached to passing names and forms. Anityam asukam lokam. Everything that gives you joy in this world, everything that gives you a sense of support, is transient. Being transient, it becomes a source of pain. You have been supported for years, and then suddenly your support moves away. Years go by remembering how wonderful the time was. And that becomes the general feature of human mind. Constantly going after certain experience, missing it. Living a mind with lots of worries, anxieties, memories and so forth. All that means asakti. You are depending upon the world. But if you are liberated, you are the sun. And the sun is in no way affected by all the illuminations, how they come, how they go. I am the self, soham. As such, Purnamada, I am full. I am infinity. It should not start with words, but it should not stay in words. It should become your experience. And that's the whole project of spirituality, whole project of religion. One who has attained this has become fearless. Abhayam. Abhaya term is given the best description of enlightenment. Characteristics of enlightenment are headed by abhayam, fearlessness. Because nothing is so debilitating as fear. And fear-based worries and anxieties. And human mind is constantly corroded by all these. But as Atma-vichar, reflecting upon who am I, an affirmation, I am the Self, leading to realization, as this progresses, fearlessness becomes more and more prominent, profound. Yajnavalkya said to King Janaka, you have attained abhayam. And Janaka also said, may that abhayam abide in you, O Yajnavalkya. You are awakening in me, Brahman in the form of abhayam. Adorations to you. Try to understand also some subtler point. The early stage, the idea that you are following the spiritual path, you are repeating a certain mantra. God must present himself the way you have meditated upon. And it's perfectly normal. And you have right to do so. And it's wonderful. But that type of Ishwar Darshan is a means to an end. That's not the end. Because having gotten the Darshan, if your life has not changed, if your mind is filled with worries and anxieties, real Darshan has not come. Therefore, when you begin to discover a change in your personality, not ordinary change, but profound. Every day you used to become angry. And now weeks have passed, your anger has run away. You discover that. I'm jokingly saying, you have seen the toes of God. God has kicked your anger. It's real darshan. And it is that type of darshan that serious aspirants go after. Otherwise, darshan becomes a storytelling. Once upon a time, I was there. Suddenly, storytelling. Though it has its own role, everything has its own value. But your goal is to become blended with God. Now we are turning to chapter 4. Section 3, Mantra 1. Kim Jyotirevayam Purusha. What is the light for the Purusha, for this, for the individual jiva, individual soul? Everyone is looking for light. Light, literally and figuratively. The moment you are born, you want to look. You are looking for light. Darkness frightens children. Looking for light. Frightened by darkness, a child cries out, Mummy, Mummy. And Mummy brings a little light in his hand, in her hand, and says, oh baby, what has frightened you? Show me. And baby gets puzzled. Doesn't know how to show the darkness. Light in the hand. That's the amazing point. All human problems, all the problems of the whole world are because of ignorance. And when you bring light, and with the idea, now I have found the cause, and you are shocked to realize the cause is not there. In the presence of light, ignorance is not there. Understanding the state of ignorance and moving towards enlightenment, that's looking to, up to light, from darkness to light. That's the theme of this section. Interestingly brought out with a little flavor of story. Once sage Yajnavalkya came to King Janaka and he came with the idea that this time I'm not going to give him big lectures on philosophy. He had some ashram need and he just wanted to contact King Janaka. But then, once upon a time, Janaka and Yajnavalkya were holding on to certain spiritual conversation. And Yajnavalkya was so pleased with him that he said, I give you a boon. You can always ask me a question of philosophy. And I will give you like a boon. That means whether I'm ready or not, I will adjust my time and myself. So Yajnavalkya, though in the beginning, he came with that mind that I'm not going to say anything. But when he came to King Janaka, Janaka had a question for him. And Yajnavalkya, knowing that he had given him a boon, began to answer his question. That's the storyline that gives you basis to remember what we are going to say. Now the actual philosophy, Yajnavalkya, kim jyotirayam purusha iti, aditya jyotih, samraditi hovacha, aditya naivayam jyotisha, aste pasyayate karma kurute, vipatyeti iti, evamevaitad Yajnavalkya. What serves as light for the Purusha? What serves as light for the Purusha? Purusha means a person, for every person. What is the light during his daily activities? Starting from the broad reality that everybody knows. The whole earth planet wouldn't have been alive if there was not the light of sun. The answer, therefore, Yajnavalkya says, the light of the sun. It is through the light of the sun a person sits, goes out, works and returns. And the king said, yes, just so, O Yajnavalkya. Astamite aditye Yajnavalkya chandrasyastamite kim jyotire vayam purusha iti. What serves as light for the Purusha during his daily activities that we have explained? When the sun has set, what serves as the light for a person? First answer was the sun. But the question now is, when the sun is not there, what is the light for a person? The answer is the moon. It is through the light of the moon that he sits, goes out, works, returns. And King Janaka said, oh yes. And when the sun and the moon both have set, then what is the light of the Purusha? What makes him sit, go out, work and return? It is through the fire. Fire takes the form of lamps, candle lamps, and whatever. In modern times, all electrical energy is categorized as fire. So when the sun is not there, the moon is not there, what illumines you? All these artificial lights belonging to the category of fire element. When the fire has gone out, what serves as a light for a man? But suppose even fire is not there. You are facing complete dense darkness without any possibility of illumination. What serves the light? Speech serves the light. Because anyone says, here am I. And just the moment you hear the speech, you move towards the direction. But when even the speech has stopped, then what is the light? And the answer is, astamite aditye yagyavalkya chandramasya astamite shante gnav shantayam vachi kim jyotirevayam purusha iti. O Yagyavalkya, with the setting of the sun and with the disappearance of the moon and even with the absence of fire and absence of speech, what is the light for the Purusha? Answer, Atma, the sun. It is led by that light that a person sits, moves around, does all his duties. In brief, he lives and moves on the basis of the light of the self, done in a very simple manner, but it has profound implications. In other words, the self in you is the light of lights. Countless activities go on in your body, in your mind, in your unconscious. All those activities don't require the light of the sun. They go on in the light of consciousness. And when you are in deep sleep, now before deep sleep, when you enter into dream, what is that illumines the dream world? There is no physical light there. There is no sun. And yet out of your own self, the entire dream world is projected. Shouldn't you therefore understand that you are, your own self, is the source of light that is beyond imagination? The light of the sun becomes little compared to the light of consciousness. And that light is innate in your soul. So when you go to dream, that light begins to manifest. This Atman, identified with intellect, and is in the midst of the organs, the self-effulgent light within the heart. Now this is the state of deep sleep. In day-to-day life, the Atma, the absolute self, is identified with your buddhi, intellect. The source of that light is self-effulgent in your heart.